Amen, I say to you, among those born of woman, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. That is one sobering thought from Jesus' lips, that last line. None greater born of woman than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom is greater than he. The least. That is everyone we probably despise. Maybe even including ourselves. We are greater than John the Baptist, and yet there's none greater than John in the kingdom of heaven. There is a book called The Magic Monastery. In the book, one part of the book, there's a person who's visiting the monastery, and he asks this very holy, wise old monk, Father, would you please tell me something about yourself? And the old monk responds, myself? Then he paused, and after a moment, he responded once more. He said, my name used to be me. Now it is you. He had undergone this transformation in his life of realizing that his life wasn't about him, but it was about others. And when we look in the scriptures, this gospel in particular just proclaimed, Jesus is very much in the same situation. For these disciples of John come to Jesus and they ask him this pretty much the same question. Who are you? Tell us something about yourself. Are you the Messiah? And notice Jesus really never answers the question directly. Because it's not about him. Instead, his response is, go and tell John, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. The least in the kingdom. The poor, the blind, the lame, the crippled, the dying. There is no me answer there for Jesus. His works are about others. They speak about others and for others. Jesus never exalted himself throughout his entire life. If we open the entire New Testament, all we would see is that he was the servant who washed feet. That he was the one born in a stable. And he was one who was warmed by the breath of cows and mules. Who was homeless himself. Never demanding of others. He still offered his life on the cross. And being raised that we too might have that life, who sent his spirit and breathed upon us the power that would enable us to be about the work of the kingdom that he came to begin, and that kingdom has begun. It's not completed yet, but it's begun. We're not waiting for a kingdom to come, we're waiting for a kingdom to be fulfilled. Jesus tells us that there are none greater than John the Baptist, though he is the greatest born of woman. What makes us great as the least in the kingdom is not anything we do. You see, it's kind of hopeless to think that we can earn salvation. We're great because of what God has done. We're great because of who God has made us already. The kingdom that began in Jesus made us great. And our response isn't about trying to earn. It's about trying to be grateful and continue to appreciate and continue to grow in this relationship that we've established with God through baptism. The Spirit that Jesus gave us and breathed upon us and the disciples before us is the Spirit that talks about and refers back to Isaiah the prophet, living in us and empowering us, moving us beyond ourselves so that we can go out and preach by our words, not religiously, but preach by our words and heal by our actions and overcome evil in the world. This is the challenge for all of us. You might remember the movie that came out several years ago, Pay It Forward. You know, it captures a little bit, I think, of the spirit of Jesus' commission to each and every one of us, especially in this gospel. If you didn't see it or you don't recall it, it's about that small boy whose teacher gives the class a challenge to come up with a plan that can make a difference in the world. And Kevin's plan is simple. Do something for three people who were not able to repay him, but would instead do something kind for three more people. And these nine would do something kind for three more, and those 27 would continue the process. And if each person passed on a kind act, theoretically, every person on the earth could be touched with kindness. Of course, you know, this pay it forward idea is nothing new because Hollywood put a movie out. It's really in the scripture. Jesus commanded his disciples to go out two by two and to, in a sense, pay it forward. He said, the gift you have received, give as a gift. It's a good reminder as we're thinking about gift giving here at Christmas time. The gift you have received, give as a gift. That doesn't mean gifting, re-gifting. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in. That was, I don't know where that came from. It's not about re-gifting. It's about giving the gift that we have received within ourselves. Thank you, at least. But I think the challenge is to make a difference. You know, that you go, Jesus says, you go and open the eyes of the blind to others, and the blind will regain their sight. Not the literal blind. These aren't literal meanings when it comes to, it can be those who are blind, but those who are blinded sometimes by their inability to see things as they ought or need. So you go and open the eyes of the blind and they will see. And you go and you support the weakened in body, mind, and spirit, and the lame walk again. And you go and you work with outcasts and you respect them and you love them and pray for them, and the leper is cleansed. And you go and you proclaim a message different from all of the world's values, and the deaf hear. And you go and you act in compassion, and the dying and the dead are raised to life again. And you go and you offer you the gift you have received. You offer you, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. In this midpoint of Advent, we still have time to do the things that we're required to do to prepare for Christ's coming. What makes us great is not what we do, but who we are. And in who we are, we do great things for others. So the challenge this Sunday, this joyful Sunday, when we are reminded that we are halfway through and we've lit that pink candle, which means Gaudete, joy. It's a joyful Sunday. Our name is no longer me. It is you. We are people who pay it forward because of what Jesus did for us and invited us to follow in his steps and do the same.